Stressed about pests? When you have pest problems, don't call just anyone. Call the Orkin Pro. For more than 120 years, Orkin offers unparalleled service, helping protect homes and businesses from termites, rodents, mosquitoes, and other insects. With Orkin by your side, you don't have to wonder about the outcome of your pest problem. We'll solve it guaranteed. And if bugs creep up between services, we'll be on your doorstep free of charge. Orkin, the best in pests. Learn more at Orkin.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome into this week's edition of Talking Ball. My name is Jerry Hamilton, joined by CJ Vogel as always. This week, we're going to be talking spring portal. Who did well in the portal? We know what Texas did. We're going to kind of talk about what Texas has done in the spring portal so far, because they may not be done. Then we're going to kind of talk about four or five of the teams that Texas is playing. And you know who that's going to be. It's going to be A&M. It's going to be Oklahoma. It's going to be Michigan. It's going to be Georgia. It's going to be Florida. And maybe a little bit of Kentucky too. But before we get going on that, I want to take a second for our sponsor of Talking Ball. And that's John Donovan and the Longhorn Wealth team. John Donovan would like to offer all Texas football families, all on Texas football families, a free 90-minute consultation on how to explore the Longhorn Wealth team and how they can help you make the right vote with your finances to ensure your own financial future is strong and independent. So please give John Donovan and the Longhorn Wealth team a call at 972-707-4900 or visit longhornwealth.com to take advantage of the free 90-minute consultation on how to explore how they can help you achieve true financial independence, much like all those 11 NFL draft picks the Texas Longhorns had just a few weeks ago. Just a couple other notes here. John is a longtime member of the Dallas Texas X's Foundation, Dallas Texas X's member on that board. He's also a chartered retirement planning counselor. He has that designation and has also earned the $1 Million Roundtable Award from his industry multiple times. He's both a securities and insurance license. And while based in Texas, Longhorn Wealth serves clients from coast to coast across the country. Thank you very much to John Donovan and the LonghornWealth.com team for being the sole sponsor of Talking Ball. All right, CJ, let's start with Texas. Three spring portal additions to date: Bill Norton, Jermaine Lole, and Javion Cole. How do we think Texas did addressing needs?
Well, they certainly went out and found guys with a lot of experience and a lot of production at previous stops. And that's very important when you consider where Texas added these pieces. Of course, you lose Terrence Brooks, you lose Austin Jordan. You need a starter. You need a guy that has a number of snaps under his belt at the college level at the cornerback spot. They go out and add Javion Cole, who has 7 career interceptions in just 2 years. He'll have 2 more years to play. A really talented player. And he adds a lot of speed as well. Right now, if you look at it, Texas has over 170 career starts coming in this entire portal cycle. So they went out and they added a number of pieces. Of course, Bill Norton, Jermaine Lole as well, coming in to really help reinforce that defensive line room, which was the biggest weakness or biggest concern of this team in its entirety coming into the spring season. Sarkisian mentioned it. We all watched the spring. We all got updates throughout the spring practice session as well. It remained kind of that concern. And I think Texas went out and they got that over the ball guy with Bill Norton, 6'6", 330 pounds, has played, you know, that A gap at basically 50% of his snaps in 2023. Then you go out and you add a high upside guy with Jermaine Lole, who's played at very high levels, but battled injury. So if you can get that, you know, return to efficient, productive play from Lole, you're looking at a defensive line room that certainly looks at a lot of quality bodies in that rotation that should help sustain that level of play, even with the departures of Tavondre Sweat and Byron Murphy just a year ago.
Totally agree. I think Jermaine Lole is the wild card in the entire portal class for Texas because we don't expect him to return to sophomore year at Arizona State before the injuries, which when he was climbing NFL draft boards after 70 tackles and 6.5 sacks, maybe 77 tackles, something, 71, 77 tackles in that. I mean, he was firmly on NFL boards, and he was playing for Antonio Pierce and Herm Edwards, who had a lot of pull in the NFL as well. But if he can build off of last year's return to the field, if Texas got 30 tackles and 4 sacks out of Lole this year, he becomes a difference maker. He's the wild card in that group. I think we know what Savea Norton, all those guys are going to do for Texas. Even Javion Cole, even though he's making the big jump to Power 5, he's going to make plays on the football. He's got that competitive chip on his shoulder. Lole is the guy that's the wild card because of the health concerns that he's had in the past. But if he can build off of last season's healthy year for Louisville, then Texas will have got something there late out of the portal. And they flipped it from Oklahoma. Before we talk about Oklahoma, though, we need to talk about Texas A&M. The rivalry's back. The game is back. The chirping is already back. It's been back. Either it's on our chats on Coffee and Football or live streams or just wherever you're at in the state of Texas. But it's time to give A&M some credit for their work in the spring portal. I thought looking at this, CJ, Texas A&M did a really good job in the portal this spring, addressing some needs, some key needs. And I think they became a better football team in the spring.
Yeah, there are two that really jump out to me, and I'm sure you'll talk about the second one here in a second, but the first to me is Solomon DeShields out of Pitt, linebacker, really talented, 58 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 2 sacks a year ago in 2023, joins a linebacking group that's led by what will be true sophomore Torian York out of Temple, actually, who was an SEC all-freshman honoree a year ago. Really talented guy. He has to replace Edgren Cooper as well, who went in the second round of this year's NFL draft. But when you look at what the strengths of the A&M defense were under Elko in the past, it was good linebacker play and good edge play, which if you look at Josh Salazar, the edge rusher out of Central Florida that joins this team, I think, Jerry, they went out and they did pretty well in that front seven, especially when you add Nick Scowerton, who's kind of receiving those first-round mock drafts in 2025. I mean, he's a ball player.
No, he's going to be a first-round pick. Nick Skyerton's going to be a first-round draft pick. I don't think there's any doubt with a healthy season. And Josh Salazar is a great addition for A&M there. He's even if he's the third DN, which we'll see what happens there, 100 tackles, 3 sacks the last 2 years. He's a guy that has 5 caused fumbles in his career at UCF. He's a very good football player. And then on the offensive side, Coley Faui from Utah is transferring in. He started the last 8 games at center for Utah, played 11, had 8 starts. That's key for Texas A&M because the offensive line this spring was the key, and in 25 recruiting, which we've hit on a lot, is the key for A&M. Their offensive line had major issues last year. It was a cause for demise of a season in a lot of ways. They couldn't keep Connor Wiegman upright. So getting a guy that started 8 games for a really good program in Utah coming in is a big win for the Aggies. Then, as you know, maybe a hidden one is the tight end from East Carolina. Has about 65 career catches, productive player, 6 touchdowns. So a little help as a role player at tight end as well. A&M 4 really good additions to help that are going to impact winning for the Aggies next season. So, you know, hey, we give Mike Elko, we give everybody credit when they deserve it. A&M did a good job in the portal this spring. All right, CJ, moving on, Oklahoma. 2 big additions for the Sooners. I mean, positions of need were hit by Oklahoma in the spring portal window.
Yeah, the first is obviously Dominic Williams out of TCU. Texas fans probably, you know, cringe a little bit hearing that name once again, but he is a big-time ball player. He is a guy that expects to hear his name called in the 2025 NFL draft. He was a freshman All-American, Big 12 honoree a year ago as well. He joins the Sooners defensive line that just, to put it pretty bluntly, just doesn't have the beef, Jerry. They don't have much size. They don't have many guys over 300 pounds, and they don't have a lot of experience amongst that group, at least in comparison to other SEC schools at the moment. So to add Dominic Williams, that's big. Texas actually did a good job of handcuffing Oklahoma and not allowing them to walk into summer conditioning and fall camp with one Dominic Williams and two Jermaine Lele. So credit to the Longhorns for going out there and finding a solution a little bit to that issue as well. But Branson Hickman is an interesting one out of SMU. Good football player.
Yeah.
And you look at that Oklahoma offensive line right now, especially with the first-year starting quarterback with Jackson Arnold, you're going to need protection. You're going to need guys that can sit up there and create a pocket for you. Oklahoma's had to replace all five starting offensive linemen from a year ago. They added four offensive linemen already out of the winter portal window. Now they go out and add Branson Hickman, who looks like will be a really talented interior player for them and certainly a starter right away.
And Oklahoma lost what was going to be their starting center early in the spring to injury. So that makes this a Branson Hickman addition big time. He started the last 26 games at center for SMU. Mm-hmm. So this is a guy who's coming in ready to play for Oklahoma. Obviously, Bill Beanbaugh's got a big coaching job in front of him, getting all these guys on the same page. But having a guy in Branson Hickman who has 33 career starts in college football coming in as a center is going to be very helpful, especially with that injury in the spring that impacted Oklahoma. So Oklahoma Sooners, they got two key pieces out of the portal this spring. All right, moving on. Let's talk a little bit about Georgia. And most of Georgia's work was done in the December, January during the portal. But they did add a quarterback, Jaden Rashada, CJ, where if Carson Beck goes down, he's probably the guy, and his arm talent is elite.
Yeah, I think that's exactly why you saw five stars next to his names from a number of different, you know, ranking services out of high school. Really talented kid. And I think moving to Georgia was the good move for him. You know, if all goes according to plan, you sit a year under Carson Beck, you continue to build with all these talented wide receivers. Georgia added out of the portal as well. They added some really, really impressive guys. London Humphreys is probably the guy out of Vanderbilt that I think has a real chance to develop and make a big jump. Yeah. As a sophomore this year, 400 yards a year ago. But Georgia only adding Rashada tells me that they're pretty comfortable with where this roster is.
Yeah, you know, I think they like their number one ranked team, CJ, right? I mean, they like that number one ranked team, what they saw this spring.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, look, and they're two big ones. You said London Humphreys, Ben Yurisich at tight end. He's on some NFL mock draft boards that go way down into the rounds, right, middle rounds. And then Travis Etienne, the running back from Florida. I think both of those guys were obviously Etienne had a little bit of an off-the-field deal. But those two guys, very impressive to Georgia this spring. And one position I think came through for Georgia this spring was the center position. I was told if the center position didn't go according to plan in the spring that they may look in the portal. They did not do that. So they must really like the center coming up at the University of Georgia. CJ, to your point, it's a great point. I agree on Humphreys. That dude can run. He is smooth. But Georgia really likes their roster. When you only add one guy in the spring and it's not a guy expected to play next year unless there's an injury, Kirby Smart and that coaching staff and those team meetings are like, yeah, we're about where we need to be. So that's, you know, hey, that's scary for everybody playing, starting off with Clemson, because Georgia will be ranked number one or number two. All right, let's talk about Michigan before we hit on a couple other SEC teams. Michigan, a lot of their work was done in January in the portal, right? Amorian Walker, a key spring addition. They lost a starting safety with ACL. Amorian Walker, interesting because he transferred from Ole Miss, but he originally signed with Michigan, transferred from Michigan to Ole Miss. Now he's back at Michigan.
Yeah, I like what they did in the wide receiver room. You also look at Roman Wilson departing for the NFL draft as well. You need guys to offset what the big weapon is, and that's Colson Loveland, the tight end in the middle of the field. And that's just adding big bodies on the outside, allowing whoever your quarterback might be, Alex Orji or who else, you know, you got to provide some weapons for him. And right now, again, Michigan didn't add many pieces. So I think that behind closed doors, they too feel comfortable with where they're at. I know that they have to replace a lot of offensive linemen, replace a big-time running back. Donovan Edwards going to be that guy. We just saw him on the College Football 25 deluxe cover coming out a week ago. So I think they like what they're sitting at right now. What's going to be interesting to me is when you look at their spring departures, Jerry, I think you see it very similarly to how Texas saw their spring departures. 46 career games left the door, but only five career starts, and that was Keon Saab. So, you know, you see it in the same boat I do, I think, where they lost a lot of good production, but they have a lot of good production coming up, a lot of good talent that's yet to really scratch the surface, and you'll see a lot of them coming in this spring into the fall. The big name that I think you want to talk about as well is Jayshon Barham out of Maryland.
Look, that Maryland transfer from that D.C. Baltimore area, he's going to be an NFL draft pick at linebacker, 6'3", 240, 96 tackles and 7 sacks in 2 seasons for the Terrapins, playing in the Big Ten. So Michigan just added a NFL player at linebacker, like they needed more NFL players on defense, right? But that defense, what it looked like headed into the spring, got better with Jayshon Barham. I mean, he could be a second, third-round pick. There is no doubt about it. He is big and can run, and he will strike you when he hits you. The play is pretty much over. So they added a big-time linebacking piece there to play behind a defensive line that will be amongst the top 4 or 5 in college football. So big additions there. Before we talk about Florida and Kentucky a little bit, because Kentucky is kind of my sleeper team. The more I've looked at Kentucky, what they did in the portal in January and what they did in the portal in the spring, they're becoming the sleeper team. It seems like Mark Stoops has that coin definition every year. But I want to again thank John Donovan, the Longhorn Wealth team, for being the sole sponsor of Talking Ball. Look, John, when it comes to protecting your own financial future, John Donovan would like to offer all On Texas football families a free 90-minute consultation on how to explore how the Longhorn Wealth team can help you make the right vote with your finances and ensure your own financial future is strong and independent. So give John Donovan, the Longhorn Wealth team, a call at 972-707-4900 or visit longhornwealth.net to take advantage of the free 90-minute consultation on how to explore how you can help achieve true financial independence, just like the 11 Texas Longhorns drafted just a few weeks ago just did. Give John Donovan and the Longhorn Wealth team a call. Again, 972-707-4900. All right, CJ, let's start with Florida because I want to save Kentucky for last because I think they're going to be a sneaky game. Florida didn't do much in the spring portal window to this point.
No, they didn't. You know, they go out, but they did make a big splash, Jerry, and I think it's a guy who might not, despite not having a whole lot of game experience, I mean, he was a big-time prospect. He was a top 50 national recruit coming out of high school, and he was the number one interior portal offensive lineman, Jason Zandamala out of USC. That's a big win. He's from Clearwater, Florida, originally returns home to the area. We all know Florida's in for a long season, but things are certainly going to be trending in the right direction for the Gators if they figure out that offensive line. And right now, adding Zandamala is a big piece to that puzzle, especially when you consider keeping Graham Mertz up. Or if you do make the switch to a DJ Lagway, at least now you have the protection up front that will help make it seamless for him. Right now, I do think Mertz is the guy, but they didn't do a whole lot to add around him. And I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think got a couple of guys to watch in that class for me of transfers is Asa Turner, the safety from Washington, originally from Carlsbad, California. A couple of really productive years, 6'3", 200 pounds, be a fifth-year player there at Florida. So he can help that defensive back room at the University of Florida. Then, you know, you look kind of around, you know, can Grayson Howard give them something at linebacker out of South Carolina? Could he be a guy that helps Florida? So it'll be interesting to see where that help comes from. Could Bridges, the corner safety out of Oregon. Florida definitely looked like they were addressing safety in the December, January period of the portal. Then Joey Slackman, a D lineman, obviously will be a guy from Penn that Texas actually looked around at a little bit that committed to Florida in the early period. But the early period was the one for the Gators. We'll see if they do anything in the grad transfer market because they definitely still have some needs. But I want to hit on Kentucky because I think Kentucky does a really good job in the portal on an annual basis. Mark Stoops probably gets more out of that team. He probably maximizes that team and that program about as well as you can at Kentucky. And they did some really good work early in the portal, but they added a quarterback with starting experience this spring, which may be telling of the Georgia transfer Vandegrift, or at least providing real competition.
Yeah, I love what Kentucky does in the portal on the year-to-year basis. You know, their kind of MO is being very physical up at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, whether it be the running game or stopping the run, getting after the quarterback on the defensive side of the ball. Of course, adding a 6'6", 330-pound offensive tackle from Tennessee, Gerald Mincy, is a big one. Of course, Jamon Dumas Johnson out of Georgia is probably the headliner out of the winter yes. window. You know what they're doing right now in the trenches. They've also found their Ray Davis replacement as well. You mentioned that off stream before we started. Really talented running back there, but a little bit of a hiccup with the addition of the Rutgers quarterback, Gavin Wimsett as well. So will, you know, Kentucky be, you know, up to par with what they've seen the last 2 years with Devin Leary and Will Levis? That's going to be the big question for me at the quarterback spot. They did go out and they added Jamori Maclin out of North Texas. Really talented wide receiver, too.
And that was their goal. Yeah, that was their goal, CJ, is to finally get that number two guy to go with Barry and Brown, right? And did they do it with Maclin? Maybe the kid out of Ferrier? We'll see. But I'm with you, CJ. Wimsett's interesting because, to your point, Will Levis, NFL prospect, right? And then Devin Leary, NFL prospect. That doesn't seem to be the case on the surface here, right? I mean, so Vandegrift and Wimsett looks more like a quarterback competition than we have our guy, right? I mean, that's what will be interesting for Kentucky this year. You know, in the one thing I'll say about the Kentucky is with Dumas Johnson was a big pickup for them. Because Deion Walker is one of the top D linemen in the country. Dumas Johnson's appearing on NFL mock drafts when you get down that third, fourth round area. So they did a really good job in the portal. That's going to be a physical game. That's going to be a tough game. Where does that game fall on the schedule, Texas fans? Right about where you don't want it to as well. So I believe that's right after Oklahoma and Georgia.
It splits A&M and Arkansas at the back half. So that's a game. That's a tough one. That's a sleeper game.
Yeah, for sure. So that's and that's going to do it for today. This is Talking Ball. We just wanted to give kind of a look at who did well in the portal. We think Texas did a very good job filling needs with guys that are starting football players, multiple guys out of the portal, whether it be January or this spring, that are going to have NFL draftable grades. But we think Oklahoma did really good job this spring getting two key guys in Dominic Williams and Branson Hickman. But the rivalry's back, guys. And Texas A&M did a really good job in the portal this spring. They got four guys, in our estimation, who are going to be impact-winning players for them in different ways. I mean, Solomon DeShields could be a starter at linebacker. Josh Salazar could be a starter or very high-snap guy at defensive end. Kola Faui started the last 8 games last year for Utah at center. A&M needs offensive line help. That's a big get for A&M. And then a tight end who will be a very good role player for the Aggies. So Texas did their work, but so did A&M, so did Oklahoma. And when you look at that schedule, Georgia feels great about their roster. Why wouldn't they? Kentucky continues to do good work in the portal. So for CJ Vogel, I'm Jerry Hamilton. This has been Talking Ball. Rod, CJ, and Coach Shipley got you this afternoon for the winning drive. Thank you very much for tuning in.